looking at the broad expanse of history, what I see in the Western civilizations, which I'm part of, has been a gradual trend over hundreds, thousands of years towards increased individual freedom, towards removing the unreasonable power of the state to intervene in our lives. This seems to have been the direction of Western civilization, except in one area where we've actually gone back rather than forwards in the last 40 years, and that is the area of personal individual use of drugs. It seems to me that if we are not sovereign over our own consciousness, then we can't meaningfully claim to be sovereign over anything. It's useless, a complete waste of time to indulge ourselves in all sorts of self-congratulation about how free we are, about how our democracies are a model of freedom, when we're prepared to send people to prison for exploring that most intimate, that most precious, that most sapient part of themselves, which is their own consciousness. I feel that the war on drugs, the persecution of individuals for exploring their own consciousness with drugs, has set in motion a huge reverse in the true direction of Western history, pushed us away from the quest for individual freedom, and pushed us into a place where we are empowering the state to control the most personal aspect of our lives. And I don't think that can be good. I feel that it's a negative historical trend. And I feel that we need to wake up and do something about this, because the struggle for freedom, for individual freedom, is perhaps the most important thing that Western culture has given to the world. We can't just let that go now because of some sort of ideological hatred of drugs. First of all, let me be clear that when I talk about the right to use drugs, I am referring to adults. I am not referring to children. For example, I'm quite persuaded by the research which indicates that marijuana use, particularly heavy marijuana use, amongst teenagers can have extremely detrimental effects on those teenagers. I think the evidence for that is quite compelling, and I would not be urging or encouraging teenagers to smoke marijuana. Unfortunately, in the society we live in at the moment, where nobody believes any of the information that's given about drugs, certainly amongst teenagers, they do not believe the information. It seemed to be tainted. It seemed to be coming from a source that they do not trust and do not believe in. I'm not surprised that despite the dangers to their health, huge numbers of teenagers are continuing to smoke marijuana. I would like to see an honest and open debate on the subject, with full information being available to all members of the public. One of the reasons why I'm convinced that full, honest information is the way to go is what's happened with tobacco in our societies over the last 20 years. In precisely the period that we've seen a dramatic escalation in the use of almost all illegal drugs, we've seen a dramatic decline in the use of the highly addictive legal drug called tobacco. And that decline in tobacco use has not come because people have been sent to prison for using tobacco. It's not come because their homes have been broken into by agents of the state for using tobacco. It's not come because there are draconian laws that prevent the use of tobacco. The decline in tobacco use has come solely for one reason: because people have believed the good information that has been put out there that has shown them that tobacco use can be very bad for their health. And they've made choices not to use tobacco. I believe the same kind of level of information should be made available on drugs. As long as those who take drugs are set in opposition against the state, feel themselves in danger of attack and harassment by the state, see the state effectively as their enemy, they are not going to believe what the state has to tell them. If it is true that certain drugs are genuinely very harmful to our health, as we know is the case with tobacco, then it seems obvious to me that we need to remove this whole subject from the issue of criminal sanctions, and we have to throw it out open to public common sense. We have to give people information they can trust, and they will act on that information. I believe for adults, if they choose not to act on that information, that's also their business. But the most important thing is that the information should be there, it should be trusted, and it should be honest. And we've definitely seen the evidence that where one harmful drug is concerned, where good information is provided, tobacco, it does result in a reduction of use. I believe that we're moving in a strange direction in our society today, which is, in a rather sinister manner, is minimizing adult responsibility. More and more we find that the state is stepping in and presenting itself as taking responsibility for decisions that we as adults should really be making for ourselves. And one of those decisions is the decision as an adult, as a responsible adult, whether to use drugs or not. Now I would guess, I don't have the surveys or the studies to prove this, but I would guess that even in a regime where all drugs were completely legal, I would suspect that the vast majority of adults probably would not partake of them. I think that would be their choice, and I respect that choice. I think we are talking about a minority interest here. However, the such statistics as are available do show that it's a substantial minority interest, certainly of the order of millions of people in Britain and tens of millions of people in the United States, who are, as adults, interested in exploring their own consciousness with drugs. Now, the way that the drug issue has been cast in our society up to now, it's been cast, particularly by the media and by politicians, as a totally frivolous, worthless, lightweight, recreational pursuit. I personally don't view the subject that way. If we use words like freedom, we have to use them in their full meaning. Where adults are concerned, if we want to imagine that we are free, we have to imagine a society in which we are free to use drugs, even if those drugs may be harmful to us. That has to be our choice. After all, our society already accepts the principle that individuals may do things that are harmful to themselves. Well, it's clear from the fact that we tolerate and keep completely legal the use of alcohol and tobacco, both of which are known major health risks, far more so than most illegal drugs. But it's not only that. We put young men into the army. When they join the army, they're taking a job that may put their lives at risk. People go skiing. People go bungee jumping. People jump out of airplanes for the excitement of so doing. Let's not pretend that that's completely free of danger. There is risk in that adventure that the person has. And I would say, I've never done it myself, but when somebody jumps out of an airplane, I would imagine it has an extraordinary effect on their consciousness. It must be a tremendous feeling. Why else would so many people do it? They must get something special out of it. And they've decided as adults that getting that special thing is worth the risk of jumping out of that plane. I'm not going to go to them and say, look, I know that this is a really special experience for you, but it's a bit dangerous, so I'm sorry, you're not allowed to do it. And actually, if I catch you doing it, I'm going to send you to prison. Now, I know that some drugs are much more dangerous and risky than others. I know, for example, that tobacco and alcohol are extremely dangerous and risky drugs. Personally, I do not use and have never used heroin or cocaine. I have no idea what the cocaine experience is like. Other people have told me about it, and what they've told me makes me feel this isn't for me. This is not my drug. From what I don't mean to put down people who use cocaine. That's their business. But for me, it sounds like a short, noisy, busy, meaningless exchange. I don't see any depth in it, and I don't. I actually don't feel. That's also part of my freedom as an adult, is the freedom not to consume certain drugs. And what I've heard from people I trust about cocaine tells me that that is not for me. You know, I haven't broken my finger either, but when somebody who has broken their finger tells me that it hurts, I believe them. I don't need to break my finger in order to learn that experience. And that's why I'm not at all attracted to cocaine. I'm not attracted to heroin either, or any powerfully addictive drug, because I feel that that if I become absolutely habituated and addicted with a substance, then again I'm actually losing control of my personal sovereignty.